coming back. We are going to start today with the words that woke me up this morning. Cast out the unprofitable servant. You can rest assured I was up, out of bed, and into the Word. I wanted to hear what the Lord was telling me today. And I'm going to pass it on to you because it's vitally important that we understand the hour that we're in. Children of God, we are in a late hour. Many of us, God has invested in our lives. He's placed gifts, talents, understandings of the Word, revelation, abilities that He's invested in our lives. He has put His Holy Spirit within us. And now He's wanting to know, what are you going to do with it? Many of us have, there's been a lot of years there that have gone by and there's not been much done with it. Yep, we've gone to church week after week with not much growth and not much change. We get up every morning, we have our devotional, we have our Bible study, we have our prayer, but we're not doing anything with what God is showing and placing in us. You have to be a free fountain. You have to have flowing in and flowing out to keep it fresh. Just hoarding it and keeping it to yourself is not doing anyone any good. You're just taking the Lord and keeping it to yourself, but that is everything the opposite of what you are when you become a Christian. The moment you accept Christ, you become an evangelist, whether you want to be or not. You know why? Because it's instinctual that you want to tell everyone what Jesus has done for you. You want to share it everywhere you go. That's that beautiful zeal that comes in there. Then we're supposed to grow, right? And have, that was zeal without knowledge, but then we grow and mature, and that zeal should still be there, but with knowledge, with the maturity, with the ability to be effectual for Him. Well, that has not been happening as a whole. And that's just the truth of it. You look at the state of the church today, and that is not what's been happening. And you know what the result of that is? Is the very thing that's going on in our nation and around the world. There is nothing Christ-like. There's very little impact of Christ going on. And you know what? It's time. It's the hour for the church to come forth. And this is what the Lord is wanting to know. If not now, when? If not now, if you're not going to use what God has put in you, then you tell Him when. I want you to sit down with the Lord and you get out your little day planner and you pick a day that you're going to decide to follow on to know the Lord. You just pick that day and you and Him get it worked out, okay? Let's just see how that plays out. Y'all just pick a day that you're going to follow on to know the Lord. That's exactly right. That makes no sense, does it? That's right. That is an insult to what God has placed in your life. We need to take the things of God seriously. We need to take what He's invested in our lives seriously and not just sit around in our little comfort zones. And we need to get out of that and quit feeling good about ourselves and get out and start feeling what the Spirit of God would have. Feel the pain in the world around us and get something in our lives that's going to help the people around us. It does no good to have cute little t-shirts, wall hangings, and these nice little sayings if there's no power behind it. And there's not going to be any power behind it if there's no relationship with God. And if you're not growing in God, then I'm telling you, you don't have a relationship with God. There should be growth and there should be change. Otherwise, you're going to be that unprofitable servant and you're going to be cast out. I didn't make that up. I'm telling you what the Spirit of God says, and because I care, I'm doing my best to put an impassioned plea out there for the body of Christ to come together, to get serious, to get focused, to start seeking first His kingdom, put everything else in this world aside and start seeking what really matters, and that's to have the manifestation of Christ come forth for this world. It really does matter. It really is important. And this really is the hour that it needs to happen and that He desires it to happen. I want you to study those scriptures. Matthew 25 and 23 says, it tells there that this servant is a good and faithful servant. He's been faithful over a few things. And now He's going to make him ruler over many. Many people want to start at the top with a worldwide ministry with a tent that'll seat 1,000 people or a church that'll seat 400 or 500 and all the sound equipment, and that's just the natural side of it. And then they want to have, you know, full-blown gifts and miracles and perfected, you know, understanding and revelations of the word. Well, it just doesn't happen like that. You got to start somewhere and you got to work your way up. You got to grow in the Lord. You got to let him mature you. You know what? You got to have some failure along the way. Those are the best lessons. Sometimes when we fail, we learn. We're like, I'm not doing that again. Right? We want to grow in him. That fear right there is the number one stumbling block for most people. You know why I can say that? Because I've been there. You jump over here to verse 25 in Matthew. What does that unprofitable servant say was his reasoning for not growing what was given to him? He said, "And I was afraid." Don't talk to me about fear. You can't have any more fear of failure than I did. Let me tell you something. I've been married to this man that I'm married to for 38 years. I have watched his ministry for 38 years. I've seen him go all over the world. I've seen miracles. I've seen revelation. I've seen deliverance. I've seen crowds. I've seen it all. So you don't think I didn't have something staring me in the face that would intimidate me and try to let me say, well, what's the reason? Because that is what was in my mind. I could see no purpose for my life. And what on earth could God possibly do in me and through me? I could see no way. He could preach it all. He could heal it all. He could do it all. So what reason would Jesus need to use me? You know what? That was a lie from the pit of hell. Hallelujah. It wasn't the truth. And God opened my understanding. He opened my eyes and he showed me that what he invested in me is good and it's profitable for him, and to get out and make good use of it, because there's a lost and dying world and there's not enough of us to go around. And it takes the whole body. It takes many laborers. One person can't do it all. And what God has invested in another person is not what he's invested in you. So don't try to be somebody else. Be you. Be what Christ invested in you. Be what Christ intends you to be. It's going to be his nature. It's going to be his likeness, just like it is in my case for my husband. But it manifests differently. So it's going to manifest differently for you too. So don't measure yourself against someone else. The word speaks against that, comparing ourselves against others. Don't do that. Compare yourself with Christ. But it's time to get busy. It's time to put your hand to the plow and decide, I'm going to pursue what God has for my life. And I'm going to follow after it, because I will not be this unprofitable servant that is cast out. I want those words to settle in your spirit today, that you do not want to be the unprofitable servant. So let's put our hand to the plow and let's just decide, if not today, then when? Let's make that choice today. God bless.